Welcome home. We are WNST, Towson of Baltimore. Baltimore Positive. If you're out there in the YouTube sphere, click on us, like us, share us, brag on us, criticize us, dislike us, do whatever you need to do. Luke Jones is here. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. There's nothing to dislike about that. We'll be at Coco's. I have the Coco's shirt on. We'll be there next Wednesday with Marcella. I've already got like guests lined up. Max Weiss won some Big Shot award. She didn't win the award for eating the Royal Farms Western fries. I have to have it out with her. And you know, when I wear the Coco shirt, when I talk about giving away the Pac-Man scratch-offs, and by next week it might be the Lucky Seven, so we're working on new tickets for next week as well. But by the time I get there, Luke's missing out on this. He's going to be out at Ravens mandatory, and Lord knows you better be at the mandatories, right? But you're missing out on the Coco shrimp. And usually, like, if it was a sponsor you hadn't been to, I'd be like, well, you just don't know how good it is. But I brought you to Coco's, and now you know what you're missing out on next Wednesday. But with all of this oxygen for pitchers and Means and Wells and Orioles being on the road and all that, you got football in the brain this week. I mean, you've been more assigned to football the last week or two, and certainly next week, than you have been in the last couple of months.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see the reaction to it now compared to a couple years ago. And you and I, we haven't even brought up that Lamar Jackson has been at one OTA out of five possible going into this week.
That'd be a daily outrage if the Orioles weren't winning 80% of their games, right?
Well, I mean, I have a flashback to a couple years ago when it obviously was, you know, contract related. You and I scrimmaged that, probably the nicest way we could put it at times. You know, never yelled at each other, but certainly had differences of opinion and all that. But, you know, it's barely been a headline. And I'm not even saying that's good or bad per se, but I think it just speaks to where the Orioles are. I think it speaks to where the Ravens are and what we've kind of said, where everything that happens between now and, I don't know, the second week of January, you know, it kind of feels like, okay, it's going to happen and we'll pay attention and it'll be fun. And you hope more, way more wins and losses, expect way more wins and losses. But, you know, for this team, it's all about January. So I don't know how much of that plays into this, but, you know, it is very unusual for a quarterback who does not have a contract issue. Lamar Jackson signed a year ago. Even as Mike Florio of PFT reported over the weekend and confirmed over the weekend, $750,000 offseason workout bonus that Lamar has not, you know, participated enough to earn. You know, so it's unusual. I'm not going to sit here.
Everything about the kid's been unusual, the way he plays the game, representing himself. This is what you signed up for. And if he shook your hand and told you he was coming to the OTAs and didn't, then you know, you didn't get your money's worth. But, like, if he never said that, and listen, as you know, I was a Real Media member for a long time, 30 years. And one of the last acts of John Harbaugh when he was pretending to be like, when he was pretending I was still a Real Media member, let's just say that for the 20th year in a row, one of his last communications to me on a text was being pissed off that Lamar wasn't at camp and was popping off on a Friday afternoon with Chris Sims. I remember it vividly. I was doing a crab cake tour stop. I was up in the Timonium. I was at Nick's grandstand with my friend Tommy Chigoris. Leonard Raskin was there that day. It rained awful. There's a terrible, awful big storm that blew me underneath. And John Harbaugh's texting me about how pissed off he is that his quarterback isn't showing up and being a leader. And that, like, that would speak to the Harbaugh Leadership Academy, which begins with throwing media members out. But from the quarterback standpoint, I can't imagine much of pisses John off more than not having his quarterback around when they're trying to win a Super Bowl. Like, I can't imagine that John would say, where else would you rather be than right here, right? You know, who's got it better than us? And like all of that. But that's part of signing up for John. I thought that was part of the deal. And I haven't popped off about this. I haven't made one tweet about it, but like, should I say, are you surprised? Are you shocked? Will it matter? Lamar doesn't think it matters. Even if John does, I think it matters for optics. And if I still talk to the brand manager out there, I would tell him it's bad optics. It's bad. It's bad. It's not good. They're not They don't have to do much in the offseason. Show up, breathe, collect their $50 million, be the leader of the team. These are the things that, you know, I'd like to ask the owner about, but he's unavailable, right? But when you ask the coach, he sort of sneers enough. And I have enough history with Coach Hardball to know that he didn't like this. He didn't like this at all.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to start off with what I said to you 2 years ago. Obviously, the situation is different. We're not talking about a contract situation, which is typically the one scenario that leads to a quarterback not being at OTAs. He has a contract, you know, but it's voluntary. And I would be disingenuous, Nestor. I'm going to say what I said to you 2 years ago. If I think any of these voluntary workouts right now in isolation are all that consequential to the big picture of what their record's going to be, how far they're going to go in the playoffs, I'd be lying to you.
Here's where, if I were Harbaugh after two drinks, I'd say, look, you're the quarterback. You're the leader of the team. Everyone around here is looking for you, not just the media or Luke Jones or Jeff Zrebeck or what that bad guy who used to be in the media is going to say on the radio about you being the reigning MVP. This is about what it means to a rookie wide receiver trying to make the team. This is what it's about to the offensive line that we're trying to figure out. And some kid we drafted from the West Coast that's going to be protecting your ass in the mud in Cleveland in November, and he's here. And if you're a big boy and you're 25 and you're around football a little bit, come on, dude. Come on, dude. That's what I would say. So there's my –
fair enough.
There's my – that's what my dad would say. It's what your dad would say. And that's – and if you got $50 million or I got $50 million with the quarterback of the team, we would look at it as some level – and we didn't win a Super Bowl last year. We would be looking at it to get our new Tesla truck and drive it up in front and be there. That just be there. That's all. I where else do you have to be that's more important than helping your football team win a championship? That's
fair enough.
Being a ball coach. But and I know you're going to do the CBA. It's voluntary. The Allen Iverson. And that's generational to some degree. Yeah. You got NBA guys taking real games off because of load management. And then you and I are talking about elbows falling off for an hour this morning, right?
Sure.
With pitchers. But this is – this is window dressing. It really is. You guys are out there counting bodies and all that, but it is perception becoming reality. And I would also say when Flacco didn't do it, he was right. I mean, what did Joe Flacco, like we got that going on too. But more than that, I would just say they're about to change this dramatically, and that'll open the door for you, Pandora's box for you on the CBA and what they're trying to ram down the throats of the owners and the coaches and whatever they want for this 18th game. And this is part of the mating call. Part of the mating call that you're going to give me is the look for the union. You know, you're going to give me the D. Morris Smith. Well, hey, dude. It's voluntary. You know, you'll be here when the games matter. Don't worry about that. Go hang out with your boys. Go have a good time. Go with the girl. Go with your family. Whatever it is. But the football side of me and the business leader in me and the leadership guy in me and the John Wooden in me and the piss and vinegar from my old man getting up and going to the point every day is, come on. Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Yeah. Look, and
I'm glad I got to say that, by the way, because I'm thank
that's
you.
Fine. Because no,
I mean, I have been chewing on it for a week, but like I'm not sitting here ready to blast Lamar, but I'm here to blast all the modernness of to whom much is given, much is expected, and this is a bare minimum to be in your hometown that's paying you $50 million a year to like kind of hang out, sign some autographs, do something that's fun, go hang out with your boys, take them out for a steak dinner. That's what this is for. This is the time for you to be a team. A couple of days a month.
Sure. Look, some of that, and you mentioned the generational thing that's there. And part of my argument that I'm, it's not really even an argument. I'm going to point out a few things that I hear that I'm going to call BS on, quite frankly. Not you. I'm just saying some things I've heard as far as the discourse that you see on Twitter, Facebook, all that. But it is voluntary. Do I think that these workouts in isolation are all that consequential? No, I don't. Not even a little bit. But quarterbacks, there have always been a different expectation for quarterbacks. Yes, I agree. Ray Lewis was not there for OTAs. Ed Reed was not there for OTAs. Quarterbacks are different. It is. And you mentioned Joe Flacco. No, Joe Flacco never missed OTAs. there was criticism for Joe Flacco because he wouldn't get his receivers together in Delaware or wherever and throw off campus. So, you know, and Lamar, you know, was throw there. There was social media video clips on Instagram.
I think Joe would argue that that wouldn't really help him getting together on a playground.
Fair, fair. Okay, so
Joe would make that argument. Very rationally, not about his money or time with his kids, even when he had kids. He would just say, how helpful is it? And Lamar would probably say that, how helpful is me showing up in Owens Mills this week? And John would say, probably pretty helpful just on the fact that you're here. Just on the fact that we're in this together.
Sure.
You know, like.
Sure. Yeah. So a few things I'm going to throw out there. One, I've seen the sentiment, even from some people who aren't necessarily in the media, but Ravens Twitter has film analysts and people that have podcasts and all that. I've seen some people say the Ravens don't really care. Well, that's BS. They have a $750,000 workout bonus in his contract that he has not gone to enough workouts to qualify for. You don't have those things in someone's contract unless you would like them to be there. So do I think that that fractures the relationship or it's anything that's
and
life or
death?
And you
don't put it in the contract unless they weren't there before, probably.
Well, sure. But the point is, they want him there. Now, does that mean John Harbaugh's not speaking to Lamar Jackson or Eric DaCosta isn't speaking to Lamar Jackson or that the relationship is fractured or anything like that? No, of course not. Okay. Again, at the end of the day, this is not that big a deal. So I'm calling fooey on that. I've seen some people compare to Tom Brady. Putting aside that Tom Brady's the greatest of all time and has, what, 7 Super Bowls and all that. Tom Brady did not skip OTAs until very late in his career, at a point where his marriage was failing, at a point where his relationship with the Patriots was starting to run its course. So that's a bad comp. Same with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Bad comp. Aaron Rodgers at that point was not on the same page with the Packers. So different point in his career, hasn't been to the top of the mountain, all of that. I've seen people say that other quarterbacks around the league are missing OTAs. Well, that doesn't mean, not saying that all have a 100% perfect attendance. At the same time, tell me which quarterbacks are missing more OTAs than are being there for. So, again, if you want to just say Lamar's
this particular offense, you can't run your offense without him.
Well, that's every team. If you have a franchise quarterback, you want your quarterback there.
During OTA. You can't run it without him.
I mean, but you're doing it with a backup, right? So there's that. And, you know, look, if it doesn't matter to you, and look, anything you say, anything I say, whether people agree with us or disagree with us listening right now or watching on YouTube, we're not changing their mind. Everyone has their opinion on this. We saw this 2 years ago, and everyone's dug in on it. So if it doesn't matter, fine. Then I don't care at all then about seeing him throw to Zay Flowers and Nelson Aguilar in Florida either. That I care about that even less because that's off campus. Your coaches aren't there. Other players aren't there. So there's that. For me, Nestor, everything I just threw out there, I'm just kind of citing. I have one point to make about this. Patrick Mahomes is at OTAs. Period. End of discussion. Patrick Mahomes is at OTAs. He's won back-to-back Super Bowls. He's won 3 out of 5. He is the one contemporary quarterback that Lamar Jackson is chasing. We can debate Burrow. We can debate Josh Allen. Like, you know, we know there are other great young quarterbacks in the league, and we can talk about that. But there's one that's clearly ahead of Lamar, Patrick Mahomes. If he thinks OTAs are important enough to be there, then okay. And again, do I think it's that big of a deal? No. Do I think that this in isolation is all that consequential to the success or lack thereof of the team come September through January? No. But as with any player, if they're not in the building, if they're not there, the simple question is, okay, well, what else, what are you doing or what else are you not doing to get ready for the season? And that's that. I'll leave it at that. Look, Lamar's 2-time MVP. He's a great, phenomenal football player. You know, he was at OTAs last year. I think he missed the first one. 2 years ago, he wasn't there. You know, 2 years ago, you know, it's not as though he was having a bad season until he got hurt. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, some of the reasons that I've heard people give defending it, other than just it's voluntary, and sure, literally, you don't have to be there. It's voluntary. But don't give me the Tom Brady comp. Don't tell me the Ravens don't care. That's phooey. I mean, to your point, you know that's not true. They'd like him there. Don't tell me other quarterbacks around the league are skipping out on OTAs, because I don't see evidence of that. Again, missing one, I'm not saying he has to be there 100% of the time, but, you know, the expectation for a long time has been quarterbacks are there. He's not there, that's fine, but Patrick Mahomes is. I mean, that's the only real point for me that really, you know, that you can sink your teeth into. If Patrick Mahomes thinks it's important enough to be there, then, you know, okay.
Well, you give me the pitching term is max effort, right? Max effort on every pitch. Yeah. The Sigmeidel would be the growth mindset. The hardball thing would be, you know, who's got it better than us? Where else would you rather be? You know, Marv Levy, where else would you rather be, you know, than right here, right now, you doing this? You love football. This is where you want to be. You can't wait to be here. I sound like John. This is what I spent so much time around him. I know a lot about John, which probably should really scare him even more. The chat still threw me out, but I know the way he thinks, and for real, not even in front of the camera, like the way he really thinks. And you know, there's never buyer's remorse with Lamar because he makes his own. I mean, dude held a sign up on national television telling the team to pay him while he's playing. I mean,
there's no buyer's remorse because he's MVP of the league.
There's an exasperation with this. Yeah. You know what I mean? There really is. It exasperates these coaches that they spend 5 months trying to get these guys ready and they get 5 minutes with them. And this would be the lead in. It's because it's not all about Harbaugh and this and that. It really is about the bigger picture of where the next generation of all of this is going, you know, and I will be writing at length about modern athletes versus Tony Siragusa and how comparing one to the other's apples and, you know, vegetables. But I would say from the beginning of all of this, and for as many guys that I've seen, that I've known, that have died, been suicidal or committed suicide, been hitting the head too much, going to find out later in life they were hitting the head too much, CTE. I have a buddy of mine who's an accountant and a financial advisor by trade. He played like high school football and he's like in getting his back repaired, and you played high school football and whatever. I'm thinking for these guys that carried on another decade. I mean, I ran into Dallas Thomas last week in Vegas at the Maryland party, and he looks like he could still play and feels good and running a business, very sharp, you know, all of that. And I have other guys of his era that are not doing nearly as well or gone, right? So I think about all of this, what we're really fighting for, because I spent time with Sylvia Mackey, and you know what I mean? And I've seen this tragedy through all of this, Goose dying early in life, and seeing his family. So I see what these men have been put through. You know, I'm 55. I'm the contemporary for all of them. So this 18-game thing, and when Peter King was writing about it 10, 12 years ago, and Peter King did right by his people this week, I saw that, and I've been using our Twitter as a mouthpiece for the good people, the really good people that I've met in doing this. And I've met some good people in football, too. Nobody's looking out for the players. And we could sit here and bouge our way through all of this from the movie that came out now 10 years ago, that was going to slow things down and mommy wasn't going to allow daddy to put Chip into football practice when he's 7 or 8. We talked about arms falling off in baseball and concussions in soccer and lacrosse sticks and like all of that. But this is a different level of, when I think of MMA and I see the violence of it, football's like that half a step down. And what you want the CBA to represent for safety and what you want the union to represent for players and where the money line is, because we know the owners, there is no conscience. Steve Bisciotti has, I am living proof that they let you in and ban me next week is proof. Steve Bisciotti didn't care about anything. And certainly didn't care anything about what they're doing to players, Thursday night football, all the sports science we give, all the injuries. I mean, this time 2 years ago, the coach is crying in the Blues. We have too many injured players, but he wants them there. And he'd want them there 6 more weeks if he could, because that's John, right? That's not everybody. And that's certainly not the doctors.
That's coaches. No, that's coaches. Coaches want. That's all coaches.
The Harbaugh Leadership Academy would begin with, if you can get your players 366 days a year, good. You know, like, yeah. Like that's the, you know, but because we only get them 28 days and 3 hours a day, and we can't sneak practices the way Ozzie used to do, you know, like, so all of this being said, This really is you being a prick and backhanding me and saying CBA says it's voluntary. It goes back to the original sin of players fighting for money. Lamar being as dug in an MFer as there's ever been, digging in on money. Nobody dug in like Lamar dug in the history of the league with his mother and got it. And so there's all of this extra scrutiny on, and then he went out and won an MVP after doing that, right? So, like, the fact that we're even talking about it's a little bit laughable, but the bigger picture, the bigger picture is what I'm getting at, which is this is us and them. This is players versus management. This is, if I ain't got to be there, I'd rather be at the beach. I'll be there. I'll be there when you need. This is the Allen Iverson. If we're talking practice. I'll be there. I'll be there when you need me to hit the three. Like, I'll be there. And in Lamar's case, we know that's true. In a 55-year-old Hispanic business leader's case who's employed people and had teams before and worked on teams and has studied teams and written about teams at the highest level for all of my professional life, it's not good optics. And it's not what you want, but this is what they've negotiated, right?
Well, I mean, it's just he's their quarterback. I mean, it's that simple. And you know,
when they play their 18th game 3 years from now, he'll have to play it.
Yeah. I mean, if it's coming that quickly, I mean, whenever it's going to, whether it's 3 years from now or whenever, I mean,
do they bang all their pay up when that happens by the game? They have to, right?
Well, they're going to have to, they will have to negotiate it because there's not a mechanism in the current CBA to go to 18 games.
Yeah, I'm saying out loud.
They'll have to.
So Lamar says, well, my salaries, add another 7% to that or whatever the number works out.
Sure. So, but, you know, I mean, it's, look, it's voluntary. I just wanted to push back on some of what I'm hearing to defend Lamar not being there. Other quarterbacks in the league aren't doing this. So look, if he feels he's setting a precedent for quarterbacks, then God bless him. Good. You know, fine. That's fine. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and not push back when I see fans say, well, the Ravens don't care if he's, they care. They do. Is it the biggest thing
Dude,
in the world?
There's a
no,
faction
of course
of fans that if it just comes out of a microphone out there, it's true. And my God, and it's our job to dissect what is and isn't based on facts and evidence as journalists.
And
that's what makes
and
us
if you
journalists
notice,
and not bartenders. Literally, that literally is the delineation. And there is, and this has been going on for 25, 30 years of my career where, the wide receivers, and then they go out and they just, You learn that to read eyes. It's like playing poker for crying out loud. I mean, all I do is read Eric DaCosta's eyes now because I know them so well. I can tell when he's lying, when he's not.
And even what John Harbaugh said, because he was asked about it on Thursday. I mean, he said, it's just this time of year. It's a voluntary time. It's really not something that we can comment on. And he could.
And
if
I
he
do
truly
that in front
didn't
of him instead of just, you know, like I was a guy in a press conference that might be the like, laugh out loud because that is laugh out loud.
But in fairness, that's he can't dress the player down because then that is violating the CBA and everything. So it's kind of what he can. But what he didn't say, and this is where you know that he minds in the same way that any other coach would mind if his quarterback's not going to be there, even for voluntary workouts. Because like I said, quarterback, that's why they're paid $50+ million, you know, the best ones in football today. It is a different standard. But if he truly didn't care, he would have gone on to say, after he said that, we're not worried at all about Lamar right now.
Sent me a text today. He's at Disney World with the kids. He's out on his boat.
Oh, no, he wouldn't have said that. I'm saying he would have told you, if he truly didn't care, he would have told you he's working his butt off right now. We talk all the time. He's working really hard. He's going to have Zay and Nelson and Bateman down there next week in Florida, and they're going to get together. And John didn't say that. So what he didn't say is then what you interpret. Again,
the day that he texted me 2 years ago, he was more pissed that Lamar showed himself online in middle of practice on a 90th day. I think it was more like, dude, if you're going to go away, stay away. Don't be on social media when your teammates are, because John didn't just blindly text me. I had tweeted out that probably isn't going over well with guys that are sweating You know, guys that are out
Sure.
there sweating their asses off, putting their ankles at risk and all of their
Well,
whatever they had hold sacred, time with their family, off time, injury, contract, whatever it is. My point was, you're going to fight with Chris Sims on Twitter in the middle of your practice when your guys are out here about whether you should be there or not, when those guys are there trying to get better to win you a Super Bowl and get you a contract at the time. That was sort of my snarky tweet. And I got an inbound from John Harbaugh concurring. So, you know, I
right.
would just say that he's the leader of the team. And if he's, but he's a different cat. And you knew that when you signed him. I'm wondering what the gentleman's agreement was about these when Eric put the pen in front of him.
Well, and that's where you go back to you don't put a $750,000 bonus in his contract for off-season workouts if you truly didn't care if he's going to show up, because then you would say, well, not going to offer you that, you know? So,
That's a
it comes
lot of
to,
money, dude.
I mean, you know, well, relative to his salary though, not so much, but it's, yeah, it's real money. 750 grand,
Well, it would
730
tell you
grand.
how
I mean,
lost this kid is then. If $750,000 doesn't mean
oh, I
anything
don't
to
know
you,
about that, Ness.
then that
That's too, I disagree with
we're
that.
detached from. But for if you believe $750,000 to show up in shorts and walk around is not with your teammates is not worth your time. Okay, I mean, I then you have lost the ball. I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of money,
Well,
dude. It's not a $25,000. Like I saw the other day, because this gives me a chance to talk about the biggest story in sports this weekend, which was the body tackle in the WNBA, right? I saw their fines. It was 5 grand and a grand. Like I've never seen a professional fine that's 5 grand or a grand. You didn't write about those anymore. You know, but $750,000 is a lot of money, dude. I didn't know about that till last week, right?
yeah, well, WNBA. What's the average WNBA salary? You know,
Well, I'm just
not to get
saying it, when you're
sure.
saying $750,000 doesn't mean anything, I'm saying that's a lot of money, man. I mean,
Okay, at
that's
the
a
same
big
time.
chip at a casino to put in. To just show up and hang out in shorts. And it's a big chip at the casino
Sure.
to put in for Eric DaCosta to say, I want you here, right? I mean, to your point, like, we're gonna give you a lot of money just to show up.
At the same time,
Pretty please show up.
Lamar's a, we know he's a, and I don't even say this as a criticism. He's a different guy. Look at the money he's left on the table endorsement wise. We've talked about this, you know, the lack of
And
any, I mean,
look at the endorsement he did a year ago for that sling machine that
oh,
he had.
I'm talking about there are real big client, you know, big company endorsements that he could have had. I've heard through back channels, you know, other people have talked about this. I mean, you know, he's a very, very recognizable, one of the very best players in the NFL. And when you look at what he's made from an endorsement standpoint, it's next to nothing. You know, that's a choice at the end of the day, you know, in terms of representation and, you know, agent, business people, all that. And look, I'm not even criticizing that. That's just, I'm observing that, you know, I mean, look at endorsements of other big name players compared to what
It's
his
so
have
weird because
been.
money's all that mattered when he was negotiating his contract,
Yeah.
and
So
he put
he's a
this in
different
the
guy.
contract. And you know, I wonder when he put this in the contract if he would say it's nah, it's not a really a lot of money. I got better things to do. Right.
And look, we've already, for what this actually is, for what the actual importance of OTAs and voluntary workouts are, we've already devoted too much time to this. Do I think it's going to be a big storyline
If he
for
doesn't
the
win a
season?
Super Bowl down the
No,
line, we'll
of
talk
course
about
not.
it because it'll be something where we'll say it's one thing he didn't do. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl around here, and that's, you know, the detractors, it's all they talk about is he didn't throw
Well,
enough
that's why.
footballs in Florida to, you know, pick your B-list receiver.
That
Rashad
that's
Perryman.
why I said to you, for me, all the other talking points are noise, other than I just go back to, if Patrick Mahomes thinks they're important enough, then that makes me take pause. Like if I were Lamar Jackson, look, two-time MVP in 5 years, making all this money, Pro Bowls, great, coming off of a phenomenal season. I mean, he had a great season, but the only thing that would make me take pause is, well, the guy in Kansas City's he thinks they're important enough to be there. So, you know, now, is Patrick Mahomes taking part in late May, early June OTAs? the difference between him and Lamar Jackson? No, I don't think. But it would make me take pause as far as not being there. If the guy that I'm trying to get over the hump against, the guy that I'm trying to be better than, is doing it, you know, and I'll leave it at that. Like I said, other points, I mean, veteran players, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, some of the greatest players in the history of the franchise, skip these at different points in their career.
And I probably criticized them too and said they're making a lot of money.
They were criticized at the time.
Yeah, they should be.
They were criticized at the time. And look.
Because I don't think the CBA.
But the quarterback is different.
Whatever the bare minimum the CBA is, like participating in that shows that you care enough that you're there, and any employer would want to have that. And I know that that's not the situation with the CBA and how the agents lube them all up in many cases.
Yeah. So, you know, but at the end of the day, and this, the one final point, because, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. You know, people say it's meaningless. I never will sit here and say that OTAs are that important. Let's be very clear, because I don't think they're that important. But to say they're meaningless, you know, that's a slap in the face to Roquan Smith, who's been there for everyone that's been open. I mean, I don't know if he's been there every day for the entire spring. I mean, not everything's open. And that's why
I
try to
think
tread carefully.
Countenance for a lot of these guys when I've been to OTAs, like over the course of my lifetime, the March Abroda Billick era, when I was out there a whole lot more, they kind of like each other, and a couple of the guys will go fishing, hunting, play chess, go drinking, get some wings, get a steak. And if they got kids and they're of that era, you know, like, hey, let's get together. Or they leave their wives wherever they live and they get to come here and be boys for a couple of days just to hang out with their guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's I don't want to be romantic about it, but when the sport's over for you, those are the things every guy always talks about. Every guy I've ever met has always talked about the time spent with teammates. And this is the time where, like, you're not bleeding, hurting, grinding into the playbook. It's the only time of the year you really can relax with your dudes, where you don't have the Eagles this week and the Cowboys. I mean, I don't know, man. That's me being like, that's the wise market's wisdom that I have here at 55, and the perspective of being gray, you know?
Yep. And you know what? You haven't convinced a single person listening to change their, whatever their opinion is. I haven't convinced a single person listening to change their opinion on it. You know, I think there, some of this is a generational thing, and we're seeing this, and look, the players should fight. And I hope, and I said this, I alluded to this last week when we mentioned it in passing. If I'm the NFLPA, or if I'm someone that's a member of the NFLPA, this idea of revamping the offseason, that better not be what the lead is in order to agree to an 18-game schedule. If that's the best thing they get, then shame on them. And I'll continue to say, well, you know, you guys don't do yourselves any favors, because, you know, I think the 18-game schedule to the league, how much they're talking about it, it tells you just how valuable it is in their mind and how lucrative that will be in their mind. So the union, dig in on it. Really get some major concessions, you know, and mainly in the form of a heck of a lot more money. So, because it's their lot, to your point or earlier in our conversation, it's their livelihood. And they're the ones that are going to be dealing with potential health problems, you know, and that's, you know, that's on the lighter side of the consequences. You know, if you're just dealing with aches and pains and knee replacements and things like that, we know it can be way darker and way more, you know, it can be fatal. But, you know, I mean, it's this is the age old question of management versus players. And Lamar Jackson is not required to be there. He's not there. And it's unusual for quarterbacks to not be there unless it's a contract situation. And that's why I defended Lamar way more than you did 2 years ago, as it pertains to that. This, you know, it just, it's not that important for him to be there, I guess. And look, do I think it's going to matter come September? No. Do I think it's going to matter come December? No. But everything this team does between now and January is about getting over the hump. And that's where I'll continue to go back to that one point that matters to me. Patrick Mahomes is at OTAs. So if he thinks they're important enough, then if I'm Lamar, which I'm not, Lamar's way better, you know, athlete, all those different things, right? I mean, his success speaks for itself. That would be the one point, if I were Lamar Jackson, that would make me take some pause. If Mahomes is there, you know, Am I missing something here? Is it something that I could be getting out of this that maybe isn't apparent to me right now? And, you know, if he says no, that's his prerogative. That's fine. You know, if he goes out and has another great season, no one's going to be talking about this come September, let alone talking about later in the season.
Luke will be there to chronicle it all next week. I'm here this week, next week, the week after that. My wife just broke her ankle. I'm going to be here all summer long. We're trying to get her better. I will bring her home crab cakes. I'll have plenty of that to bring home, as well as plenty of other goodies. Tuesday, we're going to be at Cooper's North in Mace Chapel. We're going to be talking with Patrick Russell and his team over there about and the Solancha team, one of my favorite places, about the Big Fleet Week down in Fells Point. Next weekend, we'll be down at the Coopers in Fells Point on the Friday instead of at Fadley's. On Thursday, we're going to be at State Fair in the morning, have a chicken and waffles and shrimp and grits awaiting the Orioles taking on the Blue Jays. I hope Getty shows up at some point here in the next 4 days behind home plate, and bad luck to his Blue Jays. And then this weekend in Tampa, we're going to be at Coco's next Wednesday. I haven't had the Coco shrimp, and my co-host, Mike Rossigliano, is going to be coming over. So I'm looking forward to that. Max Weiss is stopping by. So Coco's going to be lit next Wednesday. Then the following week, we are at Costas on the 20th. That is before the Orioles-Yankees game at Yankee Stadium. We'll be there all afternoon for that. And then on the 25th, we're going to be at Pappas in Parkville. No karaoke that day, but I'll do my best to bring my Engelbert Humperdinck over. We'll have scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. Could be Pac-Mans, could be Lucky Sevens. Our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions, keeping our water crystal clear and safe. I'm appreciative of that. And last but never least, Jiffy Lube Multicare. We talk about them a lot and their sponsorship and all the things they're doing around here. So get out, get your oil change. We had our oil change last week. Little orange light comes on. Let's go. Get the oil change. Jiffy Lube Multicare. He's Luke. I am Nestor. Football. Baseball, lots and lots of good stuff and crab cakes ahead and great conversation. It's almost summertime around here. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.